Okay, let's go ahead and get started again. So now you're facing this problem that you have this program that contains a lot of files. So there's this, let's make this a little bigger too. So you've got this app.js, there's this public, there's routes, you know, views, node modules, bin, you know, there's all these directories. Oh, look here, these files here, these files here, these files here. I'm just saying there's a lot of different pieces, parts. And what I need you to do is to spend time going through all these things and trying to get a mental model of how do they fit together and what does this application actually do. How do you do this? One strategy is you go to someone and say, tell me how this works. Okay, that can work, except what if there isn't anyone to tell you? Right? The key point of this class is not necessarily just to tell you specific material, but to teach you certain skills. And one of those skills is, can you figure out what's going on with the program? So, okay, asking someone, yeah, but that is only a partial answer. You can look at the documentation, i.e. do Google searches, look at particular API documentation, and just keep looking things up. And that works too, and you will need to do that. But there's another basic way. It's called breaking stuff and see what happens. And this is something that should not be underestimated as a programmer. Basic rule of thumb, you think a line does something, you think a given function does something in a program, check. I can't tell you how many times when I've been trying to work with a large code base and I think, oh, I know what this is. And so then I say, well, let me take it out and I think I know what will happen. I do that and go, wait, nothing happened. I took that code out and nothing changed. It's like, what's going on here? Or it changed in some way I didn't understand. It's like, okay, my mental model is broken. So break stuff and then try to understand what the heck happened. So let's start breaking stuff. Start trying to see what would happen. So this is the first top level file that you have. So you might start with trying to understand things going on in this file, and I will tell you now that when you start going through this file and start trying to understand what's going on, I mean, before the midterm, you should basically have an idea of what every line in this file does. Yeah, everything. You should know basically what all these things are doing. I'll tell you that now. But right at this point, I don't expect you to know everything, you know, right now. I expect you not to know a lot of the stuff. But I do expect you to start being able to see the structure. What you should be able to see is, okay, I've got lots of dots around. Every time I see a dot in an identifier, it's referring to the properties of an object. Whenever I see parentheses, I see a function being called, basically. And whenever I see a function statement, I see a function being defined. And when I see curly braces, I see an object being defined. That's stuff we've done before in class, so that's stuff I expect you to start understanding. You should start reading JavaScript, the good parts now, if you haven't already. Chapters 3 and 4 will tell you about objects and functions. We've covered a good part of that material already, you know, very quickly. We'll go through it again. Chapter 2 goes through the syntax of JavaScript in detail. That is worth reading through. It's got lots of funny diagrams and stuff, but those diagrams are nice because they're very precise. So again, I don't expect you to memorize them, but I expect you to go through it because it will help you understand what the heck is JavaScript. And as you'll see, JavaScript as a programming language is not complicated syntactically. There are not many statements. I mean, compared to a language like C++, it is complete child's play. I mean, even compared to C is much more complicated in its raw syntax. than JavaScript. Because C has things like pointers. JavaScript doesn't have anything like pointers. No such thing as pointer arithmetic. It has references, but no pointers. So what should I understand from this? I should understand, okay, there's this object app. I'm calling a method of it called get. I'm giving it a parameter, string, env. And I'm checking to see whether it's equal to this. Okay? Now I might go like, what is that? What is that? So how would I go about knowing what's going on here? I mean, how would I, one way to do it is I can just start doing things like, well, let me comment out this line right there. App use slash for routes. Any ideas on what this will do? Any thoughts? Won't serve me any pages. So let's think about why that might be the case. So app use for slash means everything off slash use routes. What is routes? Routes is here. It's something, probably an object, returned by this require. This is the file that we use to define all those routes. So now, if all of a sudden we don't use this, we expect the app to just not serve any pages. Now let's see what that actually means. Let's go over here and try it. So, okay, we have it running. Let's go over to our web browser. Go here. Let's try accessing the top level. Not found. I get an error message. And specifically what it says, error not found. So it's got this whole thing of saying home soma desktop form demo app.js 2815. So let's look at that. Does that help us? Line 28. So that's okay, that's where we got the not found, is right here. So this is basically a 404 error. That's what this is saying. Since this one got called, which seems nice. But let's say I want to do something else. Wouldn't it be nice if I could, say, examine what variables were defined in the file, you know, in this context? Because remember, this is a private context. So how do I get in there? Well, I could stick prints in there. I could stick debug messages in there, but that's not very interactive. How about I use the debugger built into Firefox or Chrome? Got a really nice JavaScript debugger. Should I use that to debug this JavaScript? You know, let's use a debugger. Why don't we use those debuggers? This is server-side code. This is JavaScript that runs on the server. The browser never sees it. So a browser-side debugger is useless for debugging this JavaScript. It's only used for debugging client-side JavaScript. So we have not seen client-side JavaScript yet. We have not done anything with that yet. We will do stuff with that very soon, but that's not what we've done stuff with. We're all server-side. So I need something else to debug it. So it turns out Node has its own debugger. So the way you can run it is you just say node debug and then give it the name of a file. And now I'm in the debugger. And you might say, okay, this debugger, there's commands. There's, let's say next. I can kind of page through it. There's various commands you'll look up for doing this, but there's something a little more interesting I want to show you, which is you can stick little commands in here to stop things. So specifically, let me bring up in routes index.js. So let's say I want to debug this particular thing. How would I put a, before it does this res render, first I'm putting this line in there, and I'm just going, let's just first try running it normally and make sure it still works. Did we unbreak the application? Always nice to see if that's true. So let's do this. It's working fine. Now, though, let me instead do this with no debug and this. So continue. Doing. So this is running. So you got messages here. Now let's go here and type. It's not loading. Why didn't it load? Oh! Look at that. The debugger stopped. So what I just caused the debugger to do is I just, so now I can do things like, let's look at state. Oh, sorry. Does it help? Yeah, okay, right. Run, continue, step back, trace. Thank you. So now we can say state. I can inspect it. I can even do things like state. So state is array. State's 0 dot country equals Canada. So I added in Canada to this. Say control C, debug this. I can say continue. And now it says this. And now let's see what we got. Oh, look, Canada appeared. Did I enter Canada into the form? No. So what I just did there was by putting in a debugger line into the program, by putting this line here, it tells the debugger, the node debugger, to stop execution. That's a breakpoint. To stop execution when it runs that code. When that happens, then I can execution will stop here if the debugger mode is enabled. And then I can type REPL to go into the readeval print loop, examine the contents of the environment at that specific place in the code. I can examine the state and I can change any values I want and then I can continue execution. So if you're wondering, what the heck is happening inside that function? What are the values of that variable? You can go and stick in debug statements and print statements stuff, or you could just put a debugger line, run the app until it gets to a breakpoint, and then examine it and see what's there. And then if you think, oh, there's something wrong, you could fix it right there and then see if it actually works. So that's the beauty of debuggers. But now let's talk about this code a little bit. So this debugger line stopped me here. This was a particularly important thing here I want to talk about, because this is this whole post thing. This is the other little bit of information I need to have you learn before you go off to tutorial. So let's first look at, let's look at these things. So we got these router get. What does this router get? It means when there's a request for slash, it means run this function. What does this function take? This function takes three things: a request, response, and a next. So the request says, what's the incoming request from the server, or from the client? The response is what we're going to send back. Other parts of the framework will process this, what we have to do our part with it. And then next is saying, do you do anything else after this? We'll go into next later. For now, you don't actually always need next, and in fact, you can ignore it for a lot of these things. But the only thing this does is it calls res render index, and it passes it an object. That object has one property, which is title, which is this. What is index here referring to? This is referring to the rendering engine's templates. What's the rendering engine we're using in this application? Jade. This is all in views. This is index.jade. This is a Jade file. This produces HTML. So you might wonder, what sort of HTML does this produce? How do you figure it out? Well, the simplest way is to go over to, let's go ahead and start our, no, I don't want this one, sorry. Let's go over here and let's quit. Okay, so let's do bin. So we have the thing running. We now go over to the web browser. Let's go to the top level. Let's view this. We've got this. And then we right click here. And then we say view page source. That's the source. So let's look at this here. We've got this. So here we have doc type HTML, HTML head, body, H1 div p form div input label form button HTML. Does that look kind of like what we've got here? P form div input label div button. For div input label. Same basic stuff, except wherever it's like, for example, we have label here, open tag label, name close tag label. What we instead have with Jade is label. Just label city. This is why I like Jade. It's a heck of a lot nicer to read. There's only one real problem I find with Jade. It's that spacing matters. How do you determine what gets put inside of a tag? It's like, what's inside this div? This div is whatever is indented underneath it. So you say div here, this input and this label are inside the div, that first div. So let's look here. When you look here, inside this div, there's an input and a label. So this is our template language. This lets us generate this. It's not really doing anything except generating pure HTML. There's one blank that's getting filled in. What's the blank that's getting filled in? It's this. I have this H1 equal to title. So it turns out using this equal, we can basically run JavaScript inside the template in order to get values. So where did this title come from? That came from here, this title right here. So what you do is you pass, when you call res render, so this is the response render, So this is calling the Jade renderer. You pass it the Jade template that you wish to render, which will be by default in the views directory. It's in the views directory because that's where we told it to. So if you go to app, you'll notice at the top, we have this thing called, we say use, where's our view engine? View engine, Jade. So here it says set the view engine. So app set views to be the views directory. That's what this whole thing is, a way of basically saying the current directory slash views in a way that works cross platforms. And then we're saying the view engine to be Jade. So the views are all in there, and the language they're all written in is Jade. So when we call res render, this is what we're getting. The template is being instantiated with one variable, this title. So title is defined here. So title gets defined in right there. This is the only dynamic part. And if you look over here in the HTML, you'll notice that the title is indeed comp246 simple form demo. So if you haven't seen this style of programming, it's a little bit weird because we're going between this JavaScript level and then we're going to this Jade level. That's all running on the server, then it's sending something back, and then that's on the client. You'll get used to it. It's okay if it feels a little bit funny, but that's why you have the tutorials to play with this. So what you're going to be doing here is looking at this. If you want to figure out what the HTML is, this is what it is. If you're getting confused with Jade, that's one way to work with it. But otherwise, you're going to be dealing with these templates and modifying them, and then modifying the routes to go with them. And that's all you should need to mess with for the purposes of this lab, except for the part of the lab where you go around and break things. There's one part of the tutorial where it says, change 6 lines and see what happens. That's to experiment, that's to get comfortable with watching Node fall apart. But otherwise, you'll be to actually do the function I required, you'll be changing this file and you'll be changing the other file. Now, there's one other thing I have to point out, which is that there's this other boilerplate stuff at the top. There's this doc type HTML, HTML, head, title, link, head, body. That's not in my Jade file. That's not there. But there is this line over here, these two lines. There's this extends layout and this block content. Turns out, this is a template that uses another template. The other template it uses is the layout template. This. What does it say? It says doc type HTML. HTML, head, body, title, link. It has all that stuff in there. And if you look at the browser, sure enough, HTML, head, title, link, body. That's all from the layout template. And what it has in there is it has these little lines here called block header, block content. So this says that stick whatever, when another template extends this, we're saying that it can define stuff to go in this as blocks. So here, when it says block content, it's saying this is the block content, everything indented underneath this. All of that text gets stuck into here. Now you'll notice we also have this block header. Is there anything defined for block header here? No. So what does Jade do if there's nothing there? If there's a block that's undefined, it just says, okay, you didn't define that block. It doesn't generate an error. It's perfectly fine to have an empty block. But the reason why there's a header block and a body block is because sometimes you'll want to add things to the header of the page. The things there in the header of the page are normally things like JavaScript that's supposed to be included to change the functionality of the page, or style sheets or other things. Here, we have a style sheet that we are using. You're curious to know what the web app looks without that style sheet? Remove it. See what happens. It's kind of fun. It's traveling back in time. page looks really ugly. So these are the things you're going to play with in tutorial to try to figure out how this web app works. What you should be come out of this is saying, okay, I'm starting to get understand this. If you don't understand things, ask questions. Good luck in tutorials. See you Wednesday.